This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Coming up now, Katie Purvis, and this is pre-recorded, and we're playing it because I think the content's pretty good. Sally Morris, who co-founded a community organisation in Queensland called Wendy Bird. It's actually in three parts, but it's about 10 minutes or so. Hope you enjoy it.
So here I am at Woodford Folk Festival, and I have just been to a wonderful session called Queer as Folk. And I'm talking now to the presenter, the main presenter of that that event, and I'll get her to tell you who she is.
My name is Sally Morris, and I'm one of the co-founders of Wendy Bird.
So Wendy Bird is a Queensland community collective, I believe you called it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're not quite a social group. We're not quite a support group. Something a bit in between.
Okay. And how long have you been going?
So we started in 2014, and we were actually a group of LGBTIQ people in Brisbane, a collective, and we sort of came together and formed, and we had our first event in September 2014.
Right, and what's the main sort of focus and aim of Wendy Bird?
So really, we're a social community space for the whole LGBTI broad community, as well as our family, friends and allies and children. And essentially, we're a space that tries to facilitate deliberate connections to support people to experience feelings of belonging and a sense of community.
Excellent. Yeah, while I was listening to your organisation, or how you described it, reminded me a lot of Joy 94.9, because we also welcome and are made up of all of the letters of the rainbow alphabet, and it's a wonderfully inclusive organisation, I find.
Yeah, and I think that was really important to us. So when we were forming as a collective, we sat around our living rooms and chatted for ages about this, and the question of who are we for came up, as it invariably does. And there was that conversation about, but if we're open to everybody, do we lose our queerness? And so we had this conversation, and though when we're having this conversation, I became so uncomfortable about, well, who decides who belongs or not? So if we go, who's LGBTI or who isn't LGBTI? And I never wanted to be the person that said to someone, actually, you don't belong here. Mm-hmm. So we sort of shifted it, and it's sort of about anyone who turns up belongs. So we talk about ourselves as a collective of LGBTIQ people, and we talk about our group as a group for people of diverse bodies, diverse genders, diverse sexualities, diverse relationships. So really moving away from labels, mm-hmm. And really inviting anyone into that space. And pretty much our philosophy is, if you turn up, you belong.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. And I especially also liked the discussion about your events, which there was a short film, which I've already tweeted out a link to, but it said that the events are family-friendly and also drug and alcohol-free, which makes them much more welcoming, I think, for people who may have substance abuse problems, which we know is a big problem in the communities, and also family-friendly, which is great.
Yeah, and I think, once again, when we looked around our community, and certainly in Brisbane, when we said, what is available for places for us to connect? Most of our spaces are pub club spaces, and they serve a purpose, but a lot of them are very identity-specific. So for gay men or lesbian women, we have a couple trans-focused. Yeah. But again, if you're in between that space, mm-hmm. what about for you?
Yeah.
And also these spaces, usually they're noisy, and it's really hard to hear and have conversations. People are drinking or taking drugs, or they're there to pick up. And so the types of connections people are really craving, they actually weren't getting. And I'd have so many conversations over the years with people who would go along to our community spaces, and they would actually walk away feeling more disconnected than when they walked in. And they would go, there's no such thing as community. And that always broke my heart.
Yeah.
When people said that, I go, no, there is. You have to find it. But I realised how hard it is to find. Yes. And we want to make that finding a bit easier.
Yeah. This is all making me so much more appreciative of Joy, I have to tell you. And I've been at Joy for 18 years, so One thing I wanted to ask you is, what are you doing at a folk festival?
Yeah. Well, actually, my partner and I, Chantel, we came across Woodford Folk Festival a couple of years ago, and we just as patrons, and we actually decided that we do lots of volunteer work in our community. We actually decided we need something just for us.
Yep.
And the folk festival became that. I came along, I just love the sense of community, actually. It's a really diverse space across all ages. It's family friendly. And it's a really different group of people. And I just fell in love with the space. And so we sort of became our yearly, you know, pilgrimage. This is what we did every year after Christmas, come up to Woodford. And just through connections, I guess, and we also always found it a really queer-friendly space here at Woodford, actually. The people you would see, the language, the attitudes of people was always really inclusive. And I just loved it. And so through some of our community connections, we know people who work at Woodford. Yeah. And we know that actually on their agenda is to become even more queer inclusive. And I was like, oh, wow, you can do more. And they're like, yes, we want to do more. And so they actually contacted us and said, we've got a gap in our program. We've heard about what you do. Would you be interested in having a conversation around community and LGBTI queerness at our festival? And we went straight away, yes, absolutely.
That is absolutely fantastic. So you're doing two sessions here. The one we've just been at is about, essentially about your organisation and about intersectionality, which was fascinating, and also about your events and showing us that film. What's going to happen in part two?
So in part two, we're actually going to be interviewing two different collective members. So at this one, we interviewed Chris and Sofiane, who had those perspectives. And the next one, we're actually going to be talking to Chantelle, who created the video. So she's going to be talking about the process, about the workshops, and about narratives and why sharing our stories is really important. And we're going to be talking to Jackson, who, as a trans man, actually wants to talk about, he talks about the club pub space, and actually he calls it Hollywood, and how it drew him in and how he loved it, but also then how it didn't always meet his needs. So he's going to reflect upon that, the contrast between the Hollywood part of our community and actually what is real connection, what's real belonging.
Yeah. I mean, as I'm talking to you, I'm sort of getting a picture of the very few spaces there are really for the entire alphabet to come together in a safe space. And one of the other places is, in Melbourne at least, Midsummer Carnival, and I guess in Sydney it's Mardi Gras Fair Day. Do you have something like that in Brisbane?
Yeah, we do. We have the Pride, Brisbane Pride Fair Day, and actually there's some images in the film of us marching at our Pride. I find in each state they're quite different, but it is often, it's that one year big event, everyone comes together, but often it was that once a year, and people often would wait for it a whole year, and often we find sometimes after it finished, people would often get that sense of sadness after an event, going, now I have to wait a whole nother year to experience community. Yeah. And it's a different type of community sometimes as well. Often it's not the more intimate community. It's actually I'm en masse with my people, and that's amazing. But sometimes people are more seeking more the intimate conversations.
Yeah. Sally, thank you so much for talking to me today.
No, thank you so much. Actually, I really love having this conversation. I think the more we talk about community and belonging and connection, the more people can do it. And that's what I want our community to be more connected and for everyone to have that sense of belonging. Yeah. So,
And it is actually really, really appropriate for this to be happening at Woodford because, as you said, it is a remarkable space and a remarkable group of people. And I've tried to explain to people in Melbourne what it's like, and it's quite difficult because there is nothing quite like it.
It's such a unique space. And for me, it's a place where I reconnect with my soul, and you actually can really see the vision of an integrated community where queer people are really just a part of the fabric of society. And I think for me, this is actually the hope for the vision of the future.
Yeah. Thanks, Sally.
Yeah, get up there. Get up here. Yeah.
I'm here with Sally from Wendy Bird, and I just want to ask you, Sally, about the name of the group. It's very unusual.
It is, and actually I sometimes forget to describe what it is, but essentially the word name Wendy Bird is actually in honour of my younger sister, Wendy, and she passed away by suicide at the age of 24 about 10 years ago. So she was also part of our LGBTIQ community, and obviously a big part of my life, and Wendy Bird was actually her nickname, and we actually were very different people. She's very extroverted, very out there, and I'm not. And so Wendy Bird actually really fitted her as a nickname. And when we started what we were doing, and I always had this name sitting there, I always had this vision of this queer community centre where everyone can go and belong, and it was always called Wendy Bird. So when we started this conversation, I said, look, I really want to call it Wendy Bird. And it's sort of not in memorial of Wendy, but it's like in honour of this story and experience that I think actually is very common for many of us in our community. I know experiences of poor mental health and suicidality is very common in our community, and I think most of us know people or have personal experiences. So it's sort of honouring that shared story. But also it's now starting to mean other things. things as well. It's starting to mean, you know, community and connectedness and other things, you know. And so people are sort of taking the word and it's starting to evolve. And
well, you're certainly never going to find another organisation with that name.
No, absolutely. And I think it's important to sometimes go, what is the story behind these words? And I think it's pretty, you know, we all have these stories and they're all really important. And they're really personal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Sally.
Lovely. Thank you.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.